I thought, hats off to American. I thought in the first half they would be aggressive. They knew this was a big game. It was a big game for both programs. They got a lot of they have a lot of balance and talent along their roster. Rodgers is a terrific player. He's a handful. Greg Jones is a really good forward. Mayock's a terrific shooter. He didn't make shots tonight, but he can really shoot it. Their point guard Stevens is good. I mean, they just have a Smalls has been really good in this league for a long time. So, we knew we had our hands full tonight, and I thought they were the aggressive, but we hung in there, man, in the first half, man. We just kept coming back, kept coming back. And then we were able to tie it at the half at half. I was pretty excited going into the second half because I did think we would play better as the game went on. I thought we'd play better. We struggled to defend them early in the game.
Sideline with Greg at halftime, you said that you thought they were dictating too much. Did you think that you dictated yourselves in the second half?
Yeah, I thought they dictated on both ends of the floor in the first half. They did a great job running their stuff. They got the shots they wanted. And I thought they were taking us out of our stuff, and we were uncomfortable. And I thought the way they guard, I thought that was going to be a factor, and we were going to have to figure out how we could play offense against the way, because they deny everything, they pressure you, and then they pressure all your ball screen stuff. So you have to make quick decisions, and at times we just haven't been really good at that. But we did some good things. We were able to get the ball in the middle of the floor and get some of our shooters open when they were aggressive on the ball screens. Obviously, Mike was sensational tonight. Kai played really well offensively as well. And Miles, those guys. And then Malcolm, when he got the touches, he was good. He just didn't get the ball enough. Our bench, if our bench makes two threes, I think it's a different, it's even a different game. We just couldn't get enough from the bench. But I thought Ben's got some good looks. And Otto just missed some stuff around the paint.
After Army with Henry, you're talking a lot about like the importance of finding the right lineups, right? And you started Nico today. What went into that decision, and also what do you like about Nico with the
Oh,
start?
well, Nico is more of a forward than Otto. His skill set is completely different. Like Otto and Malcolm are not the same, but they're similar. And trying to play those two guys together, there's just not a ton of space. And so we've had to kind of manipulate our lineups a little bit more to balance them out in terms of skill level and yeah, really in terms of skill level. And balance them out so we can kind of play the brand of basketball that we want to play. And sometimes when sometimes when you have Otto and Malcolm in together, it's just not enough space for us to play good offense. At least not right now. I do think we could get to the point as we start to get a little bit more comfortable within our system that they could coexist. I'm not giving up on it, but right now I think we've got to stick with what we're doing and then see if we can get better as time goes on. Because we're still not with the new guys coming back, with Nico now being able to play more and Otto being able to play more, Matai's out. It changes things, and so we've had to kind of make sure that everybody understood how we like. So we had to also kind of change some things we were doing in our motion, and we're still not there yet. We're not even close to being there. So we're kind of like, I feel like we're in the fifth game of the season instead of being the third, but we're still good. We're good enough to win, but I think in a couple of weeks we could be really good. We're a little behind because of the changes, and we've changed some things. But once we get real comfortable, I think we can be really good.
What do you like about Ben Roy on the floor, especially late in games, finishing games?
Yeah, he's just so heady and tough. He knows what we're doing. He's unselfish. He only took one shot tonight. But he's a better offensive player than he shows at times. And he's a guy that we want when he's open, we want him to shoot it. We want him to look for his offense a little bit more. But he just helps us play good basketball on both ends of the floor. And so there'll be some nights like tonight where he does play 25 minutes and helps us win.
How important was winning two games in a row? Obviously, you haven't done that in
Yeah,
over a
we
month.
had done that all year, right? I mean, outside of the tournament in Baltimore, it was big, and just the way we did it because they came in, they were ready to go, they played well, and then we had to come out in the second half. Towards the end of the first half and the second half, I thought we kind of showed who we were, and fortunate for us, we were able to kind of take control of the game.
I guess last year for me, like of the wins you guys have had this year, and there have been a lot of good ones. Like I guess like where does this one rank in terms of importance?
Yeah, look, it's important because it's the game right now. I think a lot of times the year has to end and you look back and you say, okay, that was a good one. I don't know, because who knows where they're going to end up and who knows where we're going to end up. It's so early in the season. I think teams right now are pretty close in terms of like talent and where they are. I think it's kind of wide open still. And until somebody can kind of control this thing in terms of being consistent, I think you'll see some parity until that happens. Somebody's going to show that they can take control of this thing. But I think there are a lot of teams that are very close. So we're hoping that we could be one of those teams at the top, if not the top team.
All right, sweet. Thanks so much, guys.
All
Appreciate
right.
it.
See you, buddy.